Thank you. So again, let's just continue what we were up to. I apologize for not having it recorded at the beginning, but basically the Gemara says that the dam that goes down to Nahal Kidron, so the dam is used by the gardeners buy it and they use it to fertilize. And it says that you have mi'ila. If you get benefit from that dam, there is mi'ila. Now, we're trying to discuss what exactly mi'ila is. So we look in the Chumash and Parshas, Vayikra Perek Hei Pasuk Yudalad. It says, if you have mi'ila b'shogeg, so you have to bring a carbon asham, right? Asham mi'ilos. Ve'es asher chatom en ha'kodesh yishalem. Ves kamishiso yosef olav en asan oso la'kohen. You pay keren and chumash. You pay the amount that you took, and you also pay an additional fifth. That is called asham mi'ilos. That's the din in the Torah. So mi'ila b'shogeg brings a carbon, keren and chomesh. Mi'ila b'mezid is chayiv malchus and keren. That's mi'ila. You're not supposed to have hana'ah from hekdesh. Now there's also a halacha that eilach ha'davar shenasas mitzvasa u'mo'alim bo. There's no mi'ila once the mitzvah was done with the item, which means that if I have a carbon, right, and the mitzvah was done on the carbon, the zrikas hadam was done, for example, so there is no mi'ila. Right, ein l'chadorish nasas mitzvaso u'mo'alim bo. I also have another rule. Again, I'll try to bring these rules back as we go on, that there is mi'ila only on kodshe kodshim, not kodshim kalam. There are two different types of kodshim, right? If you say karbanos in the morning, so kodshe kodshim is shchitaso batzafon, right? You have to shech the kodshe kodshim in the north of the mizbeach. Kodshim kalam is shchitaso b'chol makom ba'azara. You can shech anywhere in the base of mikdash. Kodshe kodshim, you do not eat. Kachim kalem, you do eat, right? So an ola is kachim kachim, right? Because you eat the ola. Kachim kalem, that you do eat, the halach is no mi'ila, with the exception of the emurim of the kachim kalem that go on the mizbeach, right? Meaning that the kachim kalem, let's say you have a shlomim and the like, so those parts of the animal that you put on the mizbeach to burn, in those, that part has mi'ila. Everything else of the kachim kalem does not have mi'ila. Yes, ma'am.
Can I backtrack for a second?
Yes.
So I think in my head I sort of made up this whole muscle with everything Rafa and Joseph about what dam we're talking about. I thought that Joseph was referring to dam of an animal that you eat, like while you're shechting it, as opposed to Rafa, who was talking about dam of carbon, but I made that up, right?
Yes.
So what is the mean of dam of a regular animal that you're eating?
So, no. In other words, I'm talking about dam of...
of carbonos.
Dam of carbonos. We're right. Only talking about carbonos right. Over here.
So I missed that. But what is the mean of non-carbonos?
Blood of non-carbonos, there's no isser mi'ila on it.
No, but is there an isser hana'ah?
Well, that was the Gemara's question. Shouldn't there be an Isser Hana'ah according to Rabbi Abahu? The Gemara answers, since there's a hekesh of dam tamayim, so there's no Isser Hana'ah.
So when the Gemara first brings up dam, it's talking about...
the Gemara is conflating all types of dam together. Right? The Torah is speaking, the Gemara is speaking about... and you're making an excellent point. Right? The Gemara begins to talk about regular dam, as in blood, and then the Gemara moves on to dam kachim, right, to show that you're allowed to get hana'ah, which is like a kosher cane. Not only can I get hana'ah from regular dam, I can also get hana'ah from dam kachim, right, which is But the halacha is that the blood, the dam kachim, is sold to the gandonim, it's sold to the gardeners, and they pay for the money, and then mayal and bahen, and there is mi'ila on this dam. Now, meaning to say, and Rashi comments, Mo'alim Bahem means there's a Mi'ila before the gardeners buy the blood. The gardeners, right, give money. That's what it says.
It's very confusing that money is dummy.
Yes, the word dummim is very confusing over here, right? It means money, right? They give money to buy the dam, right? That's the dummim. I totally didn't pick up on that. Yes, it is confusing.
The word dummim means multiple dams.
Well, Rashi writes, "Aser lehanos mehen below damim," right? Because it's hektish. Mikomakom dam means blood, so damim means money. Dam means blood. Okay, but let's go back to the dinim of meila. So dinim of meila are that there is no meila once something is nasis mitzvaso, right? There's no meila once the carbon is burned up. There's no meila on the ashes. There is no mi'ila once the blood is sprinkled on the mizbeach. Nasis mitzvah, so there's no mi'ila. Kodshe kodshim is subject to mi'ila. Kodshim kalim is not subject to mi'ila, with the exception of the emurim kodshim kalim, those limbs that go on the mizbeach. These are just some of the dinim of mi'ila. There is also a difference between what we call kachay mizbeach and what's called kachay bedek habayis. Kachay mizbeach means something that's sanctified to go on the mizbeach. Kachay bedek habayis means I make a donation to the Beis HaMikdash that's going to be used for upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash. Those are two different types of hektish. There's kachay mizbeach and kachay bedek habayis. Now, the din of mi'ila that happens on this dam. This blood goes down into Nachal Kidron. There would be mi'ila until the gardeners buy it. Right? That's what it says in the Gemara. What type of mi'ila is there when, after all, the blood was sprinkled on the Mizbeach? This blood goes on the Mizbeach, it goes through the tubes in the Mizbeach, all the way out to Nachal Kedron. How can there be Mi'ila? Right? It is a Dover Shanasis Mitzvasai. So, Tosfos is bothered by this question, no? And what does Tosfos say? Ladder? Zrika? I mean, Zrika is, they sprinkle the blood on the Mizbeach. Which Tosis are you? Oh, that we're not up to the end of Tosis yet. Okay. Right? Right now, I'm still talking about the first line of Tosis. Tosis says it's Mi'ila Midrabon. Right? You're jumping ahead of me. Right, Tosfos says it's Mi'ila Mitrabanan because Enoch Adavish Nasas Mitzvasu Mo'alimbo. Right, there's no such thing as when the mitzvah is done that there's Mi'ila, so there cannot be Mi'ila on this blood that goes into Nachal Kidron on the level of Doiraisa. The Mi'ila is only Mi'ila Mitrabanan, which ostensibly means, by the way, you can't bring a carbon on this. If something has a din mi'ila midrabanan, we can't bring a carbon. Carbonos only on dinim doraisa. Good. The confusing part of Tosis, let's just read it to resolve any confusion. But omeri, dibi mi'ila perek vlad chatos, the gemara in mi'ila, tonerabanan, mo'alim b'damim kwetra me'an rib shimen, the chachorim say there's no mi'ila. There's a machlaikis in mi'ila yud aleph, whether there is mi'ila on dam uplutasam achar she yotzel anachal kedron dekodem zirika katani rib shimon hasam de'ein no alimbo. Right, the machlekes there has to be after it went down to Nachal Kidron, because before zirika, before you sprinkle the blood on the mizbeach, there is not any mi'ila on dam. I would have thought that, yeah, Ein Lecha Davar Shenasis Mitzvaso Mo'alimbo, so there's no Mi'ila on the blood after you sprinkle it, because then it's nasas mitzvaso. But before I sprinkle that dam on the mizbeach, I would think there is mi'ila. So the Gemara there in mi'ila, and the same Gemara is in Yuma and Daf Nun Tes, has like a series of three psukim, hu, levado, something like that, that tells me that there is no mi'ila on the dam. Even before Zerika, there is no mi'ila on blood. Gezeres HaKosov. So the machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon on the one hand and the Chachamim on the other hand is talking about after the Zerika, after it goes down to Nachal Kidron, then there's a machlokes if there is mi'ila, and obviously Zok Taisus, that machlokes is on the level of Durabonon. And there was a girsa in the Gemara that Tosis gets rid of, because the girsa in the Gemara didn't sound like that. My time of demand to Omar, right? In other words, what Tosis is saying is when the Gemara in Mi'ila asks, my time at Ein Mo'alin, the Gemara is asking, Lekuli Yalma. Everybody holds there is no Mi'ila on Dam. Everybody. There is no Mi'ila on blood before Zrika. Min HaTayra, no matter what. Why not? So that is what the Gemara says there in Mi'ila, is a series of Gezeres HaKosuvs that we learn from Psukim of Hu, Levado. There's a whole host of Psukim that the Gemara there in Mi'ila uses. Vanina Sativ Lachem, Shalachem Hu. Right? One pasuk is it's yours. Zvei Rabbi Yishmael says, L'chaper. It's for Kapara, not for Mi'ila. Rabbi Yochanan says, Ki Adam Hu Banefesh. Right? That Lifnei Kapara is Kala Achar Kapara. Hu. Ma'ala Achar Kapara, there's no Mi'ila. Af Lifnei Kapara, there's no Mi'ila. Basically, there's a series of psukim the Gemara says that there is no Mi'ila on Dam, and that means that there is no Mi'ila on Dam before the Zrika. That's a din d'oraisa. Apparently, even midrabbanon, there is no Mi'ila on Dam before Zrika. After the Zrika, which is what we're talking about, after you sprinkle the blood on the Mizbeach, or you pour the blood, right, the Shvicha, by the Chatos, right, you do Shvicha by the Yisod. You pour the blood on the base of the Mizbeach, rather than sprinkling it on the top of the Mizbeach, by the Shvicha, so the Dam goes to Nachal Kidron, and then there's a Machlokes, whether there is Mi'ila. Our Gemara says there is Mi'ila, but Zok Tosfos, that Mi'ila is Mi'ila Midrabanan. Because Min HaTayra, there is no Mi'ila, because Ein Lucha Dover Shanasis Mitzvaso Umo Alambo. That is Judaism according to Tosfos in Psachim 22a. Ms. Rocklin. So apparently the rabbis decided that, again, I'm not sure why. I could conjecture that when they're in the Beis HaMikdash is not such a concern. Even though there's no mi'iwa, that doesn't mean it's mutter to get benefit. Chazal still don't want you to get benefit from the blood. But the penalty of mi'iwa doesn't apply. In the Beis HaMikdash, I'm not so nervous about it, because Jews in the Beis HaMikdash are in holy mood. But once the blood is out in Nachal Kidron, I'm more worried that they'll use it. And the Chachamim said, we'll institute a din d'rabbanan of Mi'ila to make sure you don't use it. But in the Beis HaMikdash, they didn't see a need to institute a din d'rabbanan. We see many areas of halacha that dinim d'rabbanan, ein shavus b'mikdash, is basically a fancy way of saying the Chachamim didn't have to institute dinim d'rabbanan in the Beis HaMikdash, because Jews in the Beis HaMikdash are very holy. So we don't institute dinim d'rabbanan. That's basically the idea. Okay. So that's Taisus Hashita, that there is mi'ila mid'rabbanan. Did any of you have a chance to see that line in Tosis in the name of Reb Chaim? The Tosis in Yuma Daf Nun Tes.
Yeah, he said it's
so Reb Chaim says that there is mi'ila min ha-Torah. But Reb Chaim has an interesting line. By the way, it's interesting. Tosis uses the word Mepchaim Zatzal. No? My understanding is that the expression Zecher Tzadik Levracha wasn't so common until our generation. People used to say Zecher Levracha, like remember him. Like, but apparently this Tosis has a term Zatzal, which I don't recall being in other Tosis in. What? I don't remember. He's one of the Balei HaTosfos. That's obvious.
He quoted often in Tosfos?
He's quoted a number of times in Tosfos. Like in the Sugya of Tam Ke'ikar, there's a famous sheet of Reb Chaim, as in Reb Chaim the Balei HaTosfos, not Reb Chaim the Brisker. Yeah, Rabbeinu Chaim is known as the Baal HaTosfos. Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen. I'll give you an example where he's quoted in Tosfos. There's a discussion in Halacha of Cheref Harehu Kecholol, which means that, let's say, a metal utensil that's in the Ohel Hameis becomes not an Av Hatuma, becomes Avi Avos Hatuma. So there's a discussion in the Tosfos in Nazir and in Brachos and elsewhere about whether a Kohen is Muzhar on Cheref Harehu Kecholol. Is a Kohen allowed to be in the same room with a spoon that was in the room with a corpse? So Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen says to Rabbeinu Tam, Eze bayis tivnu. That's his line. Like, what house can I have? Where could I live? If Cheref Harehu Kecholol, if a Kohen is Muzhar on Cheref Harehu Kecholol, so I can't live anywhere because there's no house that doesn't have some metal, right? Again, people used to die at home more often, right, than they do now. That was his line. So Rabbeinu Chaim over here in Tosfos in Yuma Nuntes, Rabbeinu Chaim says that there is Mi'ila Min HaTorah, and the way he phrases it is with Bisha Bezdin Makdishin Oso. Meaning, this dam goes down, 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 right? It ends up in middle of Nachal Kidron somewhere. And then Bez Din says, by the power invested in us, we are makdish this dam anew. This dam lost its mi'ila power when it was poured on the Mizbeach because it was Nasus Mitzvasa. But it gets new mi'ila power again because Bez Din is makdish that dam. Now, that's already an interesting idea that Rabbeinu Chaim is saying, that the mi'ila is a din d'oraisa. It could be Bez Din is, again, how are they makdish something that was hektish beforehand, right? It was kodesh. It loses its mi'ila ability. Now it becomes kodesh again to get back its mi'ila ability. Mi'ila ability. It's a little bit strange. The Rav's father, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, has an essay in his Sefer to try to discuss what type of hektish there is. Right? This item was kodesh and still is kodesh. It's just kodesh that doesn't have mi'ila possibility because it was nasis mitzvaso. Rabbeinu Chaim says, no, Bez Din is makdish it. And therefore, it now has mi'ila possibility again. It's hard to understand exactly what type of hektish that would be, but okay, be it as it may. The Rambam in Perek Beis of Mi'ila Halacha Yud Aleph. The Rambam writes that there is mi'ila min haTorah on this blood. Yatzal nachal kidron mo alimbo mipnei shahayan nimkar liganos vidamav hektish. Right? You get the impression from the Rambam that this is mi'ila min haTorah. And the evidence that there's mi'ila min haTorah is the fact that the gardeners have to buy it. And the money the gardeners give becomes hektish. And the blood loses its hektish status. Remember, when we talk about mi'ila on this blood, it's mi'ila before the gardeners use it. Once the gardeners buy it and use it, then it's okay. So the Rambam says it's mi'ila min haTorah, like Reb Chaim. And the Ravid says, Amar Avram, Osam Ila Eina Elamid Rabbanon. Right, so the Ravid agrees with our Taisus that the Mi'ila is the Rabbanon, and the Rambam says the Mi'ila is the Oraisa, like the Reb Chaim. So far, so good. Now, ladies, who does Rashi agree with? Rebbeinu Chaim Zatzal or our Taisus? Well, if you want me to ask the question differently, does Rashi agree with the Rambam or the Ravid? Who does Rashi agree with? And there is one critical word in Rashi that gives it away. And this also might be a trick question. What does Rashi hold? That's a real question. What does Rashi hold? So Rashi has mo'al and dohen. So the first word in Rashi is kilomar. Kilomar means that Rashi is saying this is not literally mi'ila, right? It is kilomar mi'ila. It's not literally mi'ila. Meaning it's usher to get hana'a, but there is no real mi'ila. By the way, according to Rabbeinu Chaim, v'cha'ora there is real me'ila, no? Because they were makdish this blood. So Rashi is definitely not like Rabbeinu Chaim, because Rashi says kilomar, that there is an isser hana'a until you give the money. Mipnei shehein shel hektish. That word shel in Rashi is a teeny bit extra, redundant, unnecessary, whatever you want to say. Couldn't I write, or couldn't Rashi write, Mipnei Shehein Hektish? Why does Rashi write Mipnei Shehein Shel Hektish? So the answer that many give is that Rashi is creating a new category over here, which is called Mamon Hektish. There is no Mi'ila Min HaTorah on this item, for sure, against Rabbeinu Chaim. There is not even Mi'ila Midrabanan. What we have over here is an item that doesn't belong to Hefker. You would think the blood goes down and no one owns it. No, it's Shel Hektish. It is hektish property. It's hektish property. And because this item is hektish property, you should not use it. There is no mi'ila necessarily on items of hektish property. One second, Nama. Right? We spoke earlier about how kachim kalim, there is no mi'ila on. Kachim kalim are a carbon shlomim. It belongs to, right? It's a religious item. It's not Kodshei Hashem. The Torah writes there in Parashas Vayikra, right, that Mi'ila applies to what we call Kodshei Hashem. That means when it has Kedushas carbon, Kedushas Kodshei Kodshim. That's Kodshei Hashem. Nefesh kitimo ma'al v'chata b'shgaga mikadshei Hashem. There can be hektish, but it's not kadshei Hashem. And therefore, there is no real mi'ila over here. But you should not benefit from this item because it belongs to hektish. That's the yisod that Rashi is developing. So it's not like Taisvis. Taisus says the whole shebang is Dirabbanan because there's zero Mi'ila at all. Midrabbanan, we give it the rules of Mi'ila. It's not like Rabbeinu Chaim who says there's Mi'ila min HaTorah, Because they're a makdashit. It's this in-between category called stuff that belongs to Hekdash. We'll call it the bailos of Hekdash. But there is no mi'iwa min ha-toira on this item. It's akin to kachim talam. It belongs to Hashem. It's not kachim Hashem. It belongs to Hekdash, but it's not kachim Hashem. That's the idea. Are you totally confused? Or are you totally with me? You see, when you shake your head, I get scared. Because that could mean that you're with me, or it could mean that you're confused. Okay, Nami, you had a question before?
Yeah, I was just going to ask about, so now Sanya Koko is only a thing for
So Rabbeinu Chaim would say that Nasus Mitzvah, so yeah, the mitzvah happened, but after, and therefore for that moment it lost its mi'ilability. Afterwards they say, Hekdish, they are makdish it again, and it gets new mi'ilah.
So for Rashi, it's just a part of something that was once.
For Rashi, because it was, for Rashi, like for Taisus, I would say, there's no mi'ilah over here because it was sprinkled on the Mizbeach. It lost its mi'ilah ability. But unlike Tosis, who says we're inventing a new din d'rabbanan, Rashi is saying that this is a din d'oraisa that I should not benefit. It's not mi'ilah, but I should not benefit because it's someone else's stuff. Don't take someone else's stuff. This stuff belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. It belongs to Hashem. It's not Kodshei Hashem. It's not stuff that goes on the Mizbeach. It's not Me'ilah of stuff, but it's stuff of the Lord. So therefore, don't benefit from it. It's an in-between category. And that's the idea that Rashi is developing.
But he doesn't make off that category.
That category exists. What Rashi is doing is he's applying it over here. Nachon? Exactly. That category exists elsewhere. Rashi is applying it. I could add a teeny bit. I gave you a source in Bava Basra, right? Let me just, I think you had a question, Adina. How does that?
I was confused about you saying that it was the rights of benefit coming from Kachim Kalam, and
then they told us. Okay, right. It's coming from Kachim Kalam. In other words, it belongs to a sacred institution. Right? So the Torah says don't benefit from stuff that belongs to a sacred institution, but it's not subject to the rules of Me'ilah. It's not exactly the same as Kachim Kalam, but it's similar to Kachim Kalam. Right?
Is there a penalty for Kachim Kalam?
Not really, no. There's no Me'ilah. I mean, you're a bad person. Slap, slap, slap. But there's no Me'ilah. Yeah, no penalty.
Why isn't that the assumption originally that we shouldn't mess with something? Or
if
it's not.
You're saying it's so obvious. Like, it doesn't belong to you.
No one said that it was. I guess because it's kind of garbage. So you would assume. It's kind of like what goes in the trash. So you would assume, okay, I can benefit from it if I want it.
So that's one reason why we don't say it. The other reason we don't say it is because it says the word umo alem, okay, which really sounds like mi'ilah. What Rashi is doing is Rashi is throwing that kilomar in. Right? Kalomar is like a critical word. That means it's not real Me'ilah. It's kind of a Me'ilah approximation. That's what Rashi is saying. Now, this idea, Bigadol, is relevant for Sigyan Baba Basra that I gave you, which is, let's say someone donates his or her pits to the Beis HaMikdash. Right? The Boros, I have cisterns, pits, I give them to the Beis HaMikdash, and then they fill up afterwards. It's Nismal Umayim. So the Gemara in Bava Basra basically tells me that when it's Nismal Umayim afterwards, so the Gemara in Bava Basra writes that when it is Nismal Umayim afterwards, and just read it. That's my own. Thank you. I'm a very old fashioned. I like books. I would say I like the smell, but when I'm wearing my mask, I don't smell anything anyway. But I'm like an old-fashioned Jew. Oh, so the Gemara says, Hekdeshon rekonen v'achakach nismau'u mo'alan bahen. Right, let's say a makdish, a pit, when it's empty, then it fills up, there is mi'ila, v'ein mo'alan b'masha b'tolchon. And there is no mi'ila on the water that was in the pit when you're makdish it. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon says, af mo'alin b'masha b'tolchon. Now, Tosfos over here is bothered by Akasha. How come there is no mi'ila on the water that's in the pit? Shouldn't we say that there's kinyan chatzer? Once I am makdish my pit, so now the Beis HaMikdash owns my pit. It becomes the courtyard, right? If I sell you a courtyard, you get all the stuff that's in the courtyard also. So the pit belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. So the stuff that's in the pit should belong to the Beis HaMikdash. So Tosa says, well, the Beis HaMikdash doesn't have kinyanim. The kinyan chatzer, which is one of the methods of kinyanim throughout Shas, kinyan chatzer doesn't apply to hekdesh. Chatzer is mitam yad. It's like an extension of me. And hekdesh doesn't have hands. That's Tosfos. The Ramban disagrees. And the Ramban says that there is kinyan chatzer of hekdesh, and the Ramban reinterprets the Gemara. But this idea that hekdesh can have a kinyan, according to the Ramban, means that you could have an item that is the possession of the Beis HaMikdash, but does not have rules of mi'iwa. It's not kodshe bedek habayis. Kodshe bedek habayis is I dedicate something that it will go to the Beis HaMikdash and there is mi'iwa on kodshe bedek habayis. This is bylaws of hekdesh. Right? This is something that hekdesh owns but is not subject to mi'iwa. That is the idea that we're developing. Rashi is expressing a very similar idea to that Ramban, which is that there is mi'ila on, excuse me, that there is ownership that hekdesh can have. It's like hekdesh is a halachic entity that can acquire, can sell. It's like almost a corporation. That's what hekdesh is. Oh, that's what Rashi is developing, which is the same idea as the Ramban. Tosfos, however, says that hekdesh does not have any real ownership. And because Tosfos says hekdesh does not have any real ownership, because Tosfos in Baba Basra says it like that, Tosfos over here cannot agree with Rashi. Because this new category that Rashi created of something that is the possession, it's the property of hekdesh, but is not subject to the rules of mi'ila, we say it's like kachem kalem, but kachem kalem is just a different type of hekdesh. It's like, it's not exactly. What Rashi's line of shel hekdesh means, it's hekdesh property. It's akin to kachem kalem, but it's not really kachem kalem. It's more like Baba Basra daf ayin tes. Is there hekdesh property? Does that category exist? Somehow I spent much more time on this tonight than I expected. I thought this would take like 5 minutes. But, Chevra, are we good on this, Mi'ila? Adina, that's a hand up? Okay. Hand down. Any other questions, comments? Did any of you have a chance to do Lifnei Iver yet? No, okay. So for tomorrow night, you have to do Lifnei Iver. It's mamish, like one of my favorite sugyas in chats. It's awesome. So we'll talk about Lifnei Iver. If you're interested, I could give a few more Marim Chomos in Lifnei Iver. Learn Avodah Zarah Daf Vav well. Read some of the Rashis over there well. Maybe I will give you a source in the Sefer called Yad Malachi, which you have on the Bar Ilan under the books of Klolim. It's on the Bar Ilan. So maybe I'll give you a source in the Sefer Yad Malachi. I just forgot the Mar Makom offhand. So tomorrow night we'll talk about Eiver Menachai / Lifnei Iver. And try not to violate Me'ila, ladies. Okay, word to the wise, don't do it. Okay, I happen to like kachem topics. I like obscure things. If it bored you, I apologize. The Torah rocks anyway. And okay, have a good night.
Thank you.
Thank you for watching with me. Kol tov, bye-bye.